Can you guys do anything about the weather?
What's that?
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Up, down, temperature. I know, you are. Nose running. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I grew up in Ohio. The weather's always down.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm used to the warm weather here. When you're expecting warm and you got there, it's cold. That's a little different than expecting cold and getting cold. All right, what do we got?
Josh, well, you know, various injuries to Hillis and Hamilton. And your ineffectiveness at the goal line could make you reevaluate your goal line, basically. Who your personnel, who's running back, and all that.
Well, I mean, if we feel like there's a better solution to it, then we'll make a change. But our goal line plan is not going to be much different, I'll tell you that much. We've ran the same play for 8 years, and we're going to run the same play for the next 8 years. If I'm here 8 years or 10 years or 12 years or 2 years, we're going to run the same stuff down there. So we just got to do a better job of executing and getting it in. That's really what it comes down to. Once you're down there inside the five-yard line, it's not a whole lot about scheme and that kind of stuff. We just got to do a good job of executing. And again, last week, Oakland did a nice job there on the goal line, two or three straight plays of doing a little bit better job than we did. And we know that, and we got to do better if we want to get it in.
I guess specifically, is Peyton Hillis still your goal?
Peyton Hillis, we still have a lot of confidence in Peyton Hillis, and we're going to have a lot of confidence in Peyton Hillis. But all our backs take reps on the goal line. That's not uncommon. It's just like every other situation with our backs.
Are you surprised as far that, you know, Ware doesn't have any sacks, and what do you think about the pressure that they're putting in? Is any of that, from your perspective, affected by how Spencer's playing on the other side?
I don't know if I'm surprised or not. I know this, he's been very disruptive, and the other thing he does that doesn't really get talked about is he demands so much attention. Backs don't get out into the pattern, and it allows them to do some other things with their other linebackers to create more pressure. They've got plenty of pressure on the quarterback, and sometimes it's a matter of the quarterback throwing the ball away or getting rid of it right before he gets there. But, you know, whether they're hitting the quarterback or sacking him, to me, really is the, you know, it's about the same thing. You know, either way, if they're getting there quick and hitting you, you're not going to have much of a successful pass play anyway. But he's been extremely disruptive. Spencer's done a nice job on the other side, and he's sometimes can be the beneficiary of a lot of single blocks and not, you know, not a lot of help, whereas Ware's almost always demanding somebody over there in his face, some other presence, whether it be the tight end of the back, to try to disrupt him. Yeah, we played all six last week, and we would do it again. You know, all those guys, we tell them if they deserve to play, they're going to play. And we think that that's a good spot to keep people fresh. Gives us a chance to have some fresh pass rushers in the second half if we have a chance to get ahead. And in any game, you know, that's always a big factor. And we really didn't see a big difference when any one of them or three. We went 3 for 3 sometimes last week and played with an entire second group. And then we did some 1 for 1s too. So they all understand what to do. They're very interchangeable, and they do a nice job of keeping one another fresh.
How much did Smith back, and how much did his injury set him back?
The Keevan, you're talking about? He's back. I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, 100%, but he did some good things in a game, and I think his role will just continue to increase as long as he shows us that he's ready to go and he can handle it. And you know, I think defensive line isn't a position where you expect to play 75 plays a game. You know, there's a lot of things that go on in there. There's a lot of pounding that takes place, and depending on how hot the day is, and last week was, you know, the hottest we played in, really. We needed to sub in a lot of guys, but LeKeven's just going to continue to get better.
Who subbed more when the line that big?
I think it's a combination of how much they're running it and how hot the weather is. You know, if we need to put more guys in there to keep them fresh, they didn't have the ball for many long drives, so that was, you know, another key for us is we didn't really feel like we had to do it as much as we just wanted to do it because we were fresh. You know, so. I think the more they're on the field, the longer the drives they have, the more you feel the urgency to go ahead and get them in there.
What do you think of their offensive line, just based on what you're seeing in your
offense? Dallas, you're talking about? Big, physical, dominant at times. some of the holes that are opened, I'm not sure I'll see the rest of the year. I mean, there's plays where the back doesn't get touched and he's 25 yards into the secondary, and that's not just a credit to the back. That's the line does a great job of getting the linebackers covered up, moving people out of the way. You know, and they run a scheme. They run schemes that allow those guys to be real physical, and try to change the line of scrimmage. It's certainly there's no finesse in them at all. This is a powerful group, a big group that you got to do a good job of trying to, you know, disrupt them at the line of scrimmage some way, shape, or form, or it could be a long day. I mean, Creighton's got 180 yards receiving. Witten's got 180 yards receiving. Williams has got 180 yards receiving. To me, I think what it is it's they got good players pretty much everywhere, and they've got great balance. And then there's other times where people are trying to do things to take Roy away. And if you can go either way on that one. If you take him away, then you're going to single cover Witten and Creighton and everybody else, and you're going to probably leave yourself a little light in the running game. If you want to try to go down there and get Witten or get another body in the running game, you're going to, you know, one on one on Williams. So I think they've got a great offense, great quarterback that does a lot of good things. They got very good skilled players, a really good offensive line, and it's one of those things where you got to try to keep mixing it up. You can't give them the same thing the whole game or you're going to get in trouble, you know, because somebody's going to have 200 yards if you do that. So, I think they'll get him involved as much as they need to and as much as you allow them to. But they're certainly not going to force it to any one player because they don't have to. They're good enough at every spot to get somebody else the ball and beat you that way.
Jones out and Barber coming up. Are you expecting a lot of choice?
We're getting ready for, Barber and Choice, because we think that's who we're going to see a bunch of, and very similar styles of running. There's no real difference in terms of what they do when one's in versus the other, and that would include Jones, you know. They all
run. I mean, having not that change of pace with Jones and having two similar to him.
Jones may be a little faster than all of them, but I think that all of them run the same types of plays. They're all, you know, bounce the ball well, they cut it back well, they get downhill, they catch the ball well. So it doesn't matter which back's in the game, really. I think that's a good thing because you don't really have to change your plan or, you know, differentiate between, you know, if it's Choice or Barber, you're playing the same style and you got to get on them, you got to tackle them. Every one of their backs does a great job of breaking tackles in the open field, and the big thing is you gotta limit their opportunities to do that, you know, by trying to keep them at the line of scrimmage.
Any of you guys missed practice?
We'll have to see. I don't know. There's some guys that are gonna do some different things than did yesterday. That's all I can say. Make your work out there.
Based on what we've seen, you like to use two backs and mix in a third. Is that kind of the perfect formula that you believe in for the running backs as you go into each game?
We like to have a fresh back, you know what I mean? And there's no reason for us to not have that happen during the course of a game. You know, that's how we feel about it. So if Noshon and Buck are running it good, but, you know, they're getting up there in carries, or they're, you know, we have a long drive, then we'll put Lamont in or Peyton in and have no issue with that at all, you know. So and last couple games, Lamont's really carried all the 4-minute carries at the end of the game when, you know, you can put in a big fresh back and try to wear him down even more. Peyton's been our goal line, a short yardage guy. So we use them all. They all have their, you know, roles, but they're all ready to go and play the entire game plan. We don't really have a package where one of them doesn't take any of those reps in practice, you know. So it's kind of the way it's been, two backs for the most part, and then the other two have been more situational, and we'll probably continue that way, you know, until something happens. You got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can see it on the film. They'll get up and raise their hand. They do. Yeah. No, we just tell them when you need a blow, we don't have a problem with them coming out of the game. You know, that's the thing. If they're tired, they can come out and put the other guy in. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. You got it.